Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chen.
Hey, race fans, welcome. It's Tuesday night, and it's another episode of Race Fans Rock Radio. Tonight's show is brought to you by Race City Steel, serving all of your steel and plastic needs at www.racecitysteel.com. All right, let's kick this show off, shall we? Now, I'm hoping everyone had a great week. The NASCAR Sprint Cup and Xfinity Series has been on the West Coast now for 2 out of the 3 back-to-back races that they're doing out there on that West Coast swing, and I'm in Huntersville, North Carolina. But honestly, you know, you'd never know it because I'm getting so much information from all my buddies out there and, you know, that they're all, and from a bunch of the fans out there who are connecting with me and sharing what, you know, they're seeing and doing out there, that it kind of feels like I'm right there with them. So it's pretty cool, you know. And if, hey, if you follow along on any of my pages, my website or whatever, then I'm sure you're feeling like you're right there with me, with us as well. So, but my guest tonight is Stephen Ingram, and he was definitely out that way, and he definitely made me wish that I was right there with him because he got to experience something that was so cool and so wonderful that no one else in attendance at the track got to experience what he did. It's amazing. So he's going to be on in just a little while, and you definitely do not want to miss it. So stay tuned right here. It's going to be good. So aside from that, I wasn't too upset about being home, you know, watching the races on TV. I actually really do enjoy watching the races at home, even, you know, when I can't be at the track, because, you know, I have a ton of fun talking to a bunch of the fans that join me on the social sofa, whether it's, you know, on my fan page or on racefansrock.com, wherever it may be. I love the feedback that I get when, you know, I post a weekly fan shout-out asking people where they're from and what their favorite beverage of choice is or what they're drinking while they watch the race. So that's got a lot of cool responses from fans over all from all over the United States and even from beyond. So, yeah, it's lots of good stuff on there. Really, as for the rest of the week, like my week was pretty uneventful. Just working on the website, talking to potential sponsors, trying to talk to more potential sponsors, you know. This is the part of racing that's really not so glamorous, you know. It's time-consuming and it's discouraging, as, you know, you get a lot, and I mean a lot of no's and, nah, we can't do it, we don't have the budget, we're not at that place right now. So you get a lot of no's, you know. But, you know, just one person or company that says yes, that kind of makes up for all the no's. So we keep, you know, you keep going and looking for that yes, you know. And I'm telling you, I could use a big fat yes real soon. Now, Brian's racing less than a month at the Fairgrounds Speedway Nashville, and we need some sponsors to represent. Let me tell you, we definitely do not want to be going to the track with a ghost car. So yeah, that's what most of my time was spent doing this week. And, there was that, and of course, you guys know we have 3 Basset Hounds, and they didn't get the name Hound Dog for nothing. They are a lot of work. Don't let the reputation for being lazy dogs fool you. It takes a lot of work on our end so they could be the lazy, spoiled, rotten dogs that they are. Now, if Molly or Betty want to get on the couch, they only go halfway. And either Brian or I have to pick up their other end. And usually, you know, it's the back end. We've got to pick them up and put them on the couch. And if you try to ignore them, they start whining and barking. And it's just easier to do what they want when they want us to do it. But this happens all day long. Now, believe me, we love our Basset Hounds to the moon and back. So, you know, we do what we have to do for them, but sometimes we just need a break. A real pain, it's always been like a real pain in the ass to really sit down for dinner, and you know, you can never sit down for dinner at the table and just eat dinner. You know, the hounds have to get in on it too. And Betty, she's my little old lady, she'll be 13 this year in September, she is like the worst at it. She jumps up on Brian's legs so she can see what's on the table, what's in our plates, and bitches and barks until we give her some of our food. Now, I know some of you out there are thinking, well, you shouldn't have allowed her to, you know, get bad habits as a puppy from the get-go. Let me tell you, Basset Hounds are, like, practically untrainable. And for those who also own Basset Hounds, they know this as well. So, anyway, Brian and I find ourselves going out to dinner, you know, going out for dinner a lot. So, you know, the hounds were exceptionally bonkers on Saturday. So we went out to dinner and stayed at the restaurant for, like, at least a half an hour to 45 minutes after we finished dinner. we just sit there in peace without the dogs on top of us or bitching about wanting, you know, water, cookies, food, whatever, you know. It was just a nice little break. So then we felt guilty and went home to the dogs and apologized for taking so long. And then they all just piled up on Brian and watched TV a little bit. So that's our life, racing and Basset Hounds. So anyway, speaking of racing, we are headed into our sixth race of the season this coming weekend at Auto Club Speedway. And God, wow, this season is flying by. But first, let me talk a little bit more about everything that went down at Phoenix. Now, congratulations are in order for Kyle Busch on winning the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Exalta, Faster, Tougher, Brighter 200 on Saturday, and to Kevin Harvick on Sunday for taking the checkers by literally an inch or two topped in the Good Sam 500. What a cup race. My God. And what an awesome finish. Him and Carl Edwards were neck and neck, bumping and banging all the way to the finish. It was exciting, and it was clean. It was actually very clean racing there at the end, and I think a lot of it's because, you know, Carl's what you can call, like, a clean racer, you know? And I'm pretty sure that if it were his teammate, Kyle Busch or Denny Hamlin, there would have been some torn-up sheet metal at that finish line there. Anyway, I took to social media today and asked what fans thought about the whole West Coast swing. Do you like it? Do you not like it? And why? And here's some of the responses that I received. It was also, you know, what you thought about the racing at Phoenix. So Karen Sybil said, "We love the racing out here. I love going to as many races as possible throughout the season. And I find it extremely difficult to attend them when they are one after the other. I understand why they want to keep them close, and there's only a handful of them out there." Michael Starn says, "It's not a bad thing to have races on the West Coast. I think they should put tracks like Rockingham and Wilkesboro back on the schedule and take the politics out of it and just let them race." Denise Lawson said, "Casey's car blowing up and then hitting the wall really stinks. But on the bright side, Kyle Busch didn't win the cup race." That's wrong. Glenn Burton says, "I was pulling for Carl. He's a class act." All right. So thanks to everybody who shared their opinions and thoughts on this year's racing at Phoenix. Now, tonight's show is sponsored in part by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. And how would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you will have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. They're a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like you achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need when you need it for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. Now, they've helped me for quite a few years now, and I can't see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. It was a really good decision that I made going with them, and it can be the best one that you make, too. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. All right. So I want to get to my guest now. He had one hell of an experience at Phoenix International Raceway this weekend. He's a very good friend to this show, and you guys actually already heard him this week because he's the guy who produced the intro to the show. His name is David Ingram, and he is on the line right now. Get him on the line. Hey, Stephen,
hey,
you there?
Hey. Yeah, hey, Jen, welcome back. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Welcome back to Race Fans Rock. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Doing very, very well. Can't complain
I
at all.
I know you are.
This has been a fairy tale weekend, to say the least. It's been amazing.
I know. Now, Stephen, you're one of those fans who just has, like, one great experience after the other at the racetrack. It's amazing. It's like some of the major events in your life have taken place at the racetrack, and they've kind of involved Carl Edwards quite a bit. Now, we're going to get everything that that happened at Phoenix, but I want to let's set the stage for some of the listeners. So, tell my listeners about what you did at Talladega and why that's so special to you and your wife, and how it involved Carl Edwards.
All right, several years ago, four to be exact. A friend of mine worked for Speed TV back then. Actually, a lot of you guys know Matthew Dillner.
Mm-hmm.
He does the garage cam every weekend. And
yep.
I was planning to propose to my then-girlfriend at Talladega, and I wanted to do something special. And, I was thinking low-key, you know, maybe propose in Victory Lane, something like that. And
mm-hmm.
my friend Matthew said, "Well, why not do it on garage cam?" And I was blown away then. I was like, "Are you serious?" So he hooked it up, and I was able to propose to Vanessa right behind Carl Edwards Haller there in the garages and on garage cam so that all of our friends and family back home could see it and be a part of it as well, you know, those who couldn't
attend the
races that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the proposal, Carl steps out of the hauler, and I'm just floored at that point, and he's congratulating us, and super nice guy, super nice. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you see online, you know, where some people critique him and say that that's a fake, but it's not. Carl is 100%
mm-hmm.
true. He is an amazing guy.
Mm-hmm.
But
I have to agree. Absolutely.
Yep, got the proposal done, and, you know, that was probably the second happiest day of my life, the first, of course, you know, getting married, and
mm-hmm.
This weekend comes along, so I'm having to kind of rearrange those most happiest days now, and I'm not sure what to put first, and, you know,
exactly.
I'm gonna like that,
so,
but, you know.
So tell me all about what happened at, you know, PRO this weekend.
Stanley Racing, Stanley Tools had a contest back towards the latter half of or latter quarter of last year, around November. It was
mm-hmm.
called the Stanley Fat Max Build Your Tundra contest, and you basically could sign up either in Home Depot stores or you could sign up online, and it was
mm-hmm.
as easy as entering your information, for example, your email address, your name and phone number, things like that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you when you do things like that, a lot of times you think, okay, this is just for, you know, for fun. I'll never win this or anything like that. Well,
right.
a month ago, I got the call on a Tuesday morning, a congratulations call, and I was absolutely speechless. I mean, it was unbelievable. As the winner of that Build Your Tundra contest, the Stanley Fat Max Build Your Tundra contest, I won a VIP trip to Phoenix for the race,
mm-hmm.
which included a meet and greet with Carl, which
mm-hmm.
was really, really cool. We
right.
also got to meet and hang out with Coach Gibbs, and, you know, among other things, you know, we were like on the starting grid for the national anthem, and we actually got to sit in the pit box and watch the race in Carl's
nice to see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was
cool.
Amazing. you know, as the contest states, I also won a 2016 Toyota Tundra, which
I got to go to
the website and build it myself to my specs. I also won $2,000 worth of Stanley Black & Decker DeWalt tools.
Wow.
And, you know, for those of you saying, well, what about the taxes on that stuff? They also included a check for $7,500 for the taxes. So,
wow. That's amazing.
So, yeah, it definitely was. This whole weekend was so surreal. It was just, and I'll tell you what, Stanley and Stanley Racing had,
mm-hmm.
they were just over the top. Those guys did this promotion, and they did it fantastically. It was,
wow.
This is the only vacation. I mean, my wife and I, we've been to Ireland and Europe and all this stuff. And, you know, this is the only vacation I've ever been on where I actually rested and came back
nice.
Well rested. It was, everything was done for us. We were carted around the track in a golf cart, and it was just.
Oh, I love that.
It was,
yeah.
phenomenal.
That is awesome. So, wow, so, I mean, what did you do when you first got that phone call? Like, did you flip out? Like, how did you react?
At first, I wasn't really sure what to say. You know, I thought it was, you know, with all the scams and scandals and things
yeah.
going on these days. And I was like, yeah, right, whatever. So I put him on speakerphone, and I called my coworker over, and I said, can you repeat that again? And he said, repeat what you want? And I said, yeah. So he told me again, and, you know, then when he repeated everything, you know, piece by piece, I knew it was true then. And I remember signing up for the contest. And,
right.
You know, I was
oh, wow.
speechless.
I, Oh, my God, I would have went nuts. Now, how did they pick the winner? Yep. Do you know? Did they have, like, a random drawing, or how did they do it?
They had a random drawing out of over 140,000 contestants.
Oh, my God.
Or entries or whatever. And
right.
I was chosen.
Wow.
And they had the Toyota display at all the races. And
right.
Saturday morning at 9:45, we were invited to the Toyota display, and that's where we met up with Carl and his awesome PR guy, Randy, got
mm-hmm.
on the stage, and Carl presented the keys to me, and he actually remembered my proposal to Vanessa from years ago.
That's so cool.
That was really
that's
cool.
Awesome.
That was just another example showing that, you know, he's, you
mm-hmm.
know, true and true, 100%. He's definitely a fans driver.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Every time he goes into the stands when he wins, I love when he does that. That just rocks, you know, because so many of the fans in the grandstand, they don't get the chance to do, you know, to get to the other side. So I really like when the
exactly.
drivers do that, and he's one of the best at it. I honestly believe that. So I want to
yep.
pick your brain about Arizona. You know, like, what was the first thing that you did when you got there? When you got into Arizona.
Stanley Tools actually asked me if I wanted to fly out of Birmingham or Atlanta, and I asked if we could fly out of Columbus, Georgia, which is the airport here is literally across the street. It's a mile
mm-hmm.
away from my house, and they were absolutely obliging, absolutely. So we hop on the plane, flew to Atlanta, transferred out to Phoenix, and as soon as we landed, Tony from Stanley picked us up at the airport, and it was
nice.
We didn't have to do anything. It was absolutely amazing. They took
wow.
us to dinner, and we really felt like royalty. And, you know, like you said,
very
you know,
nice.
It's a lot of people think, you know, I'll sign up for this. There's no chance I'm ever going to win. But I'm an everyday average Joe. I mean,
right.
stuff like this doesn't happen to me. So
exactly, and it did.
It definitely can happen, yes.
So now just Arizona itself, what did you think of it? Because I know what I thought of it. What did you think of it?
Rocky, lots of
yeah.
dirt, not
yeah.
a lot of trees and grass.
No.
But the weather itself was beautiful. The weather, we could not have asked for a better race
mm-hmm.
weekend. Temperatures in the morning were probably high 50s. During the day, they were probably mid to high 70s. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The countryside, the mountains,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people know Camelback Mountain,
mm-hmm.
Rattlesnake Hill, all those places.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful, very, very pretty
nice.
Country out there.
Now, did you get
the
chance to go up on Rattlesnake Hill?
No.
Yeah,
I
never
not,
did that
not
either.
To take that adventure. No, I chose not to take that one.
Yeah,
I'd like to come
I
back
did
home alive. So.
Yep, exactly why I didn't do it either. I heard so many horrible stories, and I was like, yeah, you ain't getting me up there. But I don't know, as far as
no.
I'm concerned, like, Arizona to me was, like, dead. I mean, it was just everything. There was nothing green or anything. And I'm not, you know, an outdoorsy person. But it was very different. And, like, all those mountains, like, everywhere you looked was mountains. I kind of felt like you were closed in. Did you kind of get that feeling? Like, everywhere you looked, like, how do you get out of there when every time you turn around there's another mountain? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I did ask
okay.
Some friends who lived out in that area, you know, because Saturday after around 4 o'clock, we were free to go and venture on our own and explore Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I did ask some friends, hey, you know, what should we look into doing around Phoenix? And the
mm-hmm.
number one answer from several people was go hiking. And I'm like, I don't want to climb mountains or I don't do running or anything. If I'm running,
yeah.
you should be running too because there's something after us. So
exactly. That's funny.
Yeah. The,
so what do you wind up doing?
But, my wife actually had some family from Tucson, her cousins that came up and visited with us. We went out to eat dinner. That was really
okay.
cool because I had never met them, and she hadn't seen them in a long time, so that was really, really
oh.
cool.
Very nice.
But the track layout at Phoenix was a little you know, Talladega and Atlanta are our home tracks. We're equidistant between the two. And the layout in Phoenix is almost 180 degrees. It's totally different than what we're used to in Atlanta and Talladega. It was just, you know, when they had the new fan zone, the new shopping experience out there with the tents and things.
Right.
It took a little getting
used to. Did you get to go?
Yes, we did. It took a little getting used to at first. You know, we were we're still used to the haulers and the souvenir trailers and things like that.
Now,
it was really nice.
Was this the first race that you went to that they didn't have the souvenir haulers?
Yes, it was. Yeah, because I think early last year they still had them in Talladega. But yeah, it was a little different, but it was really nice. We were in and out, could find everything we wanted really quickly. The sales reps were really helpful. We got in and out of there in no time. So.
Very nice. So, so what did you think of like the track itself?
It kind of gives you that Saturday night short track home feel. It's a, you know, I've never been to a mile track or, you know, like I said, Talladega and Atlanta are our home tracks. And, you know, Atlanta's a mile and a half, so I've never been to anything smaller than a mile and a half track. And to be able, in fact, Saturday morning after they did the presentation, Carl actually let us, or said, hey, if you guys want to get on top of the hauler and watch practice, go right ahead. So we got to climb on top of the hauler there with crew chief Dave Rogers, and we were able to watch practice from up there. And it was really cool to be able to see the entire track from the top of the hauler. And as you know, you can't do that at Talladega. You have to watch the huge monitors to see the other side of the track because it's, you know,
so big,
far away. But it gives you a more intimate feel of the track. I mean, you're right there on the cars. In fact, I made a comment to Tony from Stanley Racing, Stanley Tools, that at Talladega, if you're on the infield or if you're near pit road, the stands seem so far away versus at Phoenix, they were, you know, 30, 40 yards away, and it was really cool. I really liked the intimate feel of that track. It was, like I said, it felt like this, you know, Saturday night, you know, Bowman Gray type feel.
Comfortable.
It was really great.
Nice. Now, let me ask you, did you have a chance, I know you were on the outside of the track, but did you have a chance to, like, kind of explore what was going on out there and, like, find out, like, what did they have set up, anything for, like, kids, families, things like that?
I didn't, unfortunately. I got a real taste of what the drivers probably go through and as far as scheduling and things like that, because it was it was a lot of we have to be here at this time. You know, it wasn't like high pressure or anything like that, but you definitely get the feel of how someone else knows your schedule more than you do. And even though we didn't have a lot of free time to get out and venture outside of the track, it was still it was definitely a fairy tale adventure. It was amazing.
Gotcha. So did you have a chance to maybe even check out the campground? Or because I know you camp at Talladega and stuff. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do camp at Talladega. I didn't get a chance to get out there to to check out the campgrounds. On Saturday, right after the presentation, of course, we got on top of the haulers and watched practice. Right after that, of course, we ate lunch, and then the Xfinity race was right after that. And, of course, you know, our friend Garrett Smithley, we saw his mom and dad there. And of course, Garrett and his mom and dad, when the race started, we got on Garrett's pit box and, of course, supported Garrett. Local guy from here at Peachtree City.
And he's got a great story, too. I mean, Garrett's got a great story. I'm going to have him on the show again real soon, but he's got a good story. I mean, just a couple of years ago, he was just dreaming about doing this, working with Rich and Petty Driving Experience, you know, and him and Brian are friends, so we all got to know each other pretty well. And he told me, Jen, one day I want to do this. I'm like, all right, well, you know, you got to get sponsorship. He's like, I know, I'm working on it. And then he, you know, they swam us down at Daytona, and he came, he's like, can you believe this? You know, and I was like, I was so happy for him. But, yeah, just to see him out there doing really well, he's living the dream, you know?
He definitely is. And I tell you, you know, seeing someone rise in the ranks like Garrett has done and like he's doing now is just, it's
simple.
Absolutely amazing. And seeing somebody who has his passion for the sport and who does it for their passion and not for the paycheck is, that's what makes it all, you know, he's, you know, like your hometown hero, you know, he
mm-hmm.
does it because of the passion, and it's really amazing. He's a really, really great talented driver, and I'm so stoked for his future. I can't wait to see what the future holds for him.
Yeah, me too. So back to Phoenix, what would you say like some of the best features are about Phoenix Raceway?
I really did like on the infield there how, now, and I wasn't sure, now somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but there were a lot of campers that were right next to the garages, right
mm-hmm.
next to the track. At bigger tracks like Talladega and things, usually those are drivers, motor coaches that are that close to the track or that close to the
action.
Really?
Okay.
But at Phoenix, I mean, for example, let's see, where were we? We were right by the, during the Xfinity race, we were right behind the Daniel Suarez, the number 19 car. We were right behind his
mm-hmm.
pit box, and there were campers and motorhomes literally 30 yards behind his pit box, and that was just amazing. That's
something
cool. You don't get at you know, the tracks that I'm used to, because
yep.
like Talladega, it's so big, it's so spread out, you know, the
mm-hmm.
the campers and things are really far away from all the action. But in Phoenix, they're right there on top of the action, and if there's anywhere you really want to camp on the infield, I would definitely recommend Phoenix, because you're going to be right there in the middle of the action. That was really impressive.
Cool. So now I know that you weren't in the grandstand this weekend, but did you happen to notice how full they were from where you were sitting?
I did, yes. We did look over into the grandstands, and there was a ton of people there. It was packed, and
nice.
For good reason, too. I mean, for a very good reason. Could you ask for better racing? You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you compare that finish with, you know, with Carl and Kevin, you know, you go back to the days of Ricky Craven and, was it Ricky Craven and Kurt Busch that had that
mm-hmm. yep.
super close finish? You know, you go back to those days and the old school beating and banging, and it's nothing malicious, you know, it's just
mm-hmm.
hardcore racing. You know, I was so impressed. You know, when Carl got out of the car, he was all smiles, and you saw it the first thing he did, right? He
yeah,
went right,
yeah.
over, right over to Kevin's car and congratulated him. That's
yep.
the mark of a true sportsman, a true champion there. Whether you come in second place or whether you're, you know, whatever, if we couldn't have a win, I couldn't have scripted a better finish than that. And it was amazing.
Nice. I totally agree. I think he's a class act. Now, was there actually anything about Phoenix that you didn't like or wish that they had, you know, compared to some of the other tracks that you attended in the past?
And I hate to say this, but some of the track employees there were, you know, they love their job. I give them that. They absolutely
mm-hmm.
love their job. You know, we were, when they were pushing the cars out to the grid on Sunday, you know, of course, everybody's trying to move and get out of the way. We have one usher who says, all right, everybody keep moving. You can't stand in the fire lane. And then you have another one who says, move out of the way, stand over here. And it's like, I don't know which to do. I don't know whether to keep moving. I don't know whether to stand over here. So it kind of felt
gotcha.
Like, you know, no matter what you did, you're going to get yelled at. So, you know, it's not really that they were being rude or anything like that, because they really weren't.
Mm-hmm.
They were just doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
But
gotcha.
They want to keep us. The fans, they want to keep us safe, and they, you know, we have to realize that that's the driver's office. That's their workspace, and that's
right.
one of the things that we have to respect as fans, knowing that you're there in their office, you're there in their works, their workspace.
Right.
We have to give them room to do their jobs.
Gotcha, gotcha. So that's good. I mean, if that's the only complaint that you have, then that's not bad at all. But did you have a chance to check out, like, any of the concession stands at the track? Because this is a big question that I get. People want to know, you know, how was the food there, the prices, selection, you know, all of that. Did you get to check that out?
Yes. On the infield, near the medical center, there's a small concession stand there. My wife had the chicken tenders, and I did eat some of those. They were really, really good. Some of our other friends had the, I think they were like fish tacos or something like that, and they looked really good. I didn't hear any complaints, anything like that. The prices were average on, you know, what they are at any track. I think the chicken tenders and a drink were somewhere around $10. So, you know, it wasn't too bad.
Right.
You know, not an arm and a leg, but of course it wasn't.
Gotcha.
You know, it wasn't 99-cent food deal.
Gotcha. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people, like, really love, what are they eating at the track? What do you eat at the track? You know, how much is it? I'll go find that out. Well, that's cool. So, Stephen, when do you get to pick up your new Toyota Tundra?
I went to the Toyota website, and I built it to spec about 2 weeks ago. I submitted the PDF file, and Tony from Stanley Tools, who's the director of motorsports there, told me that he submitted the paperwork to Tundra last week, or to Toyota, sorry, last week. And I did do some research and found out that all the Tundras are built right here in the USA, in Texas. If I'm not mistaken,
nice.
I think it's around Plano, Texas, somewhere around there. So I do know that their factory puts out about 1,000 units a day. So hopefully it, you know, won't be too long. And I'll be riding
Very
around
nice.
In my brand new 2016 Tundra, courtesy of Stanley Tools.
That is so cool. Now, Stephen, you really needed a truck, Don. I remember you telling me a little story before you came on the show that, you know, this couldn't have come at a better time. What was that about?
Actually, yes. I have a Tacoma now, and over the fall months around November or so, like you mentioned earlier, we love to camp. So we sold our pop-up, and we were going to buy a larger travel trailer, so we needed a bigger truck to pull a bigger travel trailer. And I actually went to look for a new Tundra, not a brand new one, new to me, but I looked at one, and unfortunately it was sold from under me. I was kind of bummed about that, but, you know, my wife, being the sweetheart she is, said, you know, hey, maybe it just wasn't in the cards, maybe it just wasn't in the plan, so, you know, don't sweat it, and you know, be patient, and, you know, we'll find another. And she was absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Wow.
I'm glad we did wait. So
absolutely. See, everything happens for a reason. That is so cool. Well, Stephen, I know that you have had to have taken a ton of great pictures, and I know that you sent me a couple of them, but where can fans go on social media to see the rest of them?
They can look me up on Facebook, add me as a friend. I'll be happy to be a friend. You're more than welcome to check out the pictures there. I'll also upload them in just a little while. My wife's got a ton of pictures on her phone as well. So I'll upload them to my Facebook page, and I'll also send them to you, and that way if you want to put them up on the Race Fans Rock website, you're more than welcome to do that.
Absolutely. I will definitely do that. Well, Stephen, you know, thank you for coming on the show tonight and explaining this. I mean, stuff like this doesn't happen. You don't get to really talk to too many people that this stuff does happen to. So this was really cool. Again, thanks for coming on the show, and enjoy the new truck. And when you get a picture, when you finally do get the truck, then make sure you send me a picture, and we'll kind of talk about that too. All right.
Absolutely. I'll definitely do that. Thank you so much, Jen, for having me on. It's quite a pleasure and quite an honor to be on the show. Thank you.
Same to have you too. Thanks again, Stephen. I will talk to you soon. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was so cool. I mean, well, folks, now you know these contests, and they're not rigged. I mean, real people win them, and they come on my show to talk about it. So very cool. I'm very happy for him. And good job, Stanley Tools. Well, I am sure that you guys noticed that I didn't have a dedicated fan in the Stand Reporter this week, and I knew Stephen was going to be busy with everything that he had going on, so I didn't want to add more work on top of him, you know, of what he had to do. So I just needed him to have a good time, and we can clearly see he did just that. Now, Laura Tomlinson, who was my dedicated fan and the same reporter at Las Vegas Motor Speedway last week, was also in Phoenix in the grandstand having a great time. She took some fantastic pictures also, which can be seen by visiting her Facebook page. She sent me those pictures as well, and I posted them up on my social pages during the race. So, you know, feel free to scroll down and check those out. And then you could head over to her page for the rest of them. But moving forward, you know, I always would like to have an extra pair of eyes and ears at the track to go around and check it all out, you know, while having a great time. And I want you to report back to me all weekend long and tell me about it. You'll send me pictures all weekend long and updates on everything from what the drivers, you know, whatever drivers it is that you meet, to how clean the bathrooms are, you know, and what they're serving at the concession stands and how much they're selling it for, like Steven kind of explained. But, yeah, I want to hear everything. And then, you know, you get to be my guest right here on the show the following Tuesday night, and we will talk all about it. Now, my dedicated fan and the stand reporters, you know, help other fans decide which race they want to go to and give them some good reasons as to why. It's like a real-life testimonial for them. Now, if you want to be one of my dedicated fan and the stand reporters at an upcoming NASCAR Sprint Cup race this year, then all you have to do is send me a message through any of my social pages or, you know, use the contact form on infieldgen.com or shoot me an email at infieldgen@gmail.com. Now, when you contact me about it, I want to hear some really good reasons on why I should choose you to be my set of eyes and ears at the tracks. And, you know, maybe I'll pick you. If I do, I'll send you some garage passes and I will send you off on that mission. So connect with me if you want to get in on this awesome opportunity and just, you know, maybe you might be my next dedicated fan in the stand reporter. All right, tonight's show is brought to you in part by Race City Steel. Race City Steel is a family-owned business that prides itself on quality steel, aluminum, and plastic products with superior customer service. They're conveniently located in Denver, North Carolina, which is really close to Mooresville, which is Race City, USA. And Race City Steel provides a lot of the metal used to make the cars you see on the track every week. But that's not all they do. Race City Steel offers a variety of aluminum products, which includes sheets, colored sheets, diamond plate, expanded flat bar, solid round bar, channel, hex, pipe and angle, as well as rectangle and round and square tubing. They're also a supplier of a variety of plastics and stock a wide selection of stainless steel that comes in many different grades and finishes. So if you're thinking about building just about anything, then you definitely want to call Race City Steel for all the materials that you're going to need. They may be located in North Carolina, but they service the entire nation. So check them out at www.racecitysteel.com or give them a call at 704-489-2101. Make sure you tell them Infield Gen sent you. Now, this Friday, they're having a big scrap sale, so check that out. You might just get what you need at a really good price. Okay, moving on. Spoke about my dedicated fan in the Stand Reporter program. But wait, there's more. There's my InfieldGen fan sponsorship program. It's another way that I can help you get up close and personal and see everything that goes on in the garages and on pit road at a NASCAR Sprint Cup race this year. Just become a sponsor through my fan sponsorship program. It's really, really simple. All the details are located on my fan friendly website at www.infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. Now, fans who sign up through the program are doing a really great thing. By sponsoring a team, you're helping a team get some more of the main things that they need most, which is funds, you know, so they can do what they do best, and that's go racing. And fan sponsors are getting, you know, the main thing that every fan across the world wants more than anything, and that's, you know, access to the garages and pit roads, so they have the best chances possible of meeting their favorite NASCAR drivers and teams. And they get to see the sponsorship dollars at work in person, so it's kind of twofold. Best of all is that these packages are affordable, and they guarantee you that you're going to have a great time at the track. Don't wait any longer and become a fan sponsor today. Do it right after the show. Head over to my website, infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship, and check it all out. All the details and information are listed, along with a list of commonly asked questions with all the answers. I really suggest you read every one of those and then contact me when you're done and tell me when I will turn you into a fan sponsor too. It's that easy. Okay, infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. So, yeah, those programs are pretty cool, but I'm not stopping there. So the other program that I have in place is even cooler and more fantastic. I'm super excited about it, and I can't wait to kick it off. I'm talking about the new Infield Gen's Race Fans Rock Fan Parties at the track in the campground. That's right. I am going to host some awesome parties at the track at a race fans campsite, and everyone there is invited to come. So here's how it's going to work. If you or your buddies are planning on camping out of the track, and I don't care if it's in the infield or the outfield, and if you plan on having a fantastic campsite setup, like if you get elaborate, I want to know about it. I also want to come to your campsite and host a party with you and everyone else in the campground. Your campsite will become the ultimate place to be all weekend long, aside from on the track. And the big party will take place the night before the cup race. So if it's, the race is on a Sunday, it'll happen Saturday night. If it's on a Saturday, it'll happen Friday night. Now, here's what's in it for the campers who hold the party at their site. They're going to get two pit passes, a tour of the garage and pit road with me, possibly even attend a driver's meeting in one of the top three series. This is a great opportunity for me to promote some of my sponsors. Now, here's what's in it for a potential sponsor who sponsors an Infield Gen Race Fans Rock Party. They're going to receive a massive brand awareness at the campsite party with signage, and that will be placed in a really prominent and very visible spot on the campsite, which will be posted there all weekend long. So every race fan in the campground will see it. And, you know, sometimes you might even get lucky and they might see it on TV. If a sponsor has some products, we'll do a swag giveaway, a product giveaway. I'll get some live testimonials and feedback about that product for the sponsor, fire suit, and, you know, advertise all weekend long. It'll also be plastered all over my website and social media with the sponsor's logo, information, and tons of pictures I take. Again, all weekend long. Then those sponsors are going to be invited to come on the show the following Tuesday and talk all about it. Why not? And did I mention that I'm going to be bringing some drivers out to these parties? Yeah. A driver appearance is included for our meet and greet and mingle. We'll have contests, free swag, and, of course, a ton of fun. So affordable sponsorship opportunities are available for these parties right now at every track. So connect with me for details, and let's have one hell of a party in the campground. Sound good? All right. Last but not least, I am offering ad space on InfieldGen.com for only $50 a month. Now, when you sign up, you're going to receive 31 full days of ad space on my website. It's a great way to get whatever you have or whoever you are, whatever it is, seen by a ton of people. I get a lot of traffic, I'm not going to lie. Now, it doesn't have to be just, you know, a product or a company that rents ad space. It can be someone that has an announcement, or if you'd like to make a happy birthday to whoever, a happy anniversary, whatever it is. You can get creative. It's just $50 a month, and it's up there. So I will also post your ads on my social media. So the combination of it's going to get you stuff seen all over the place. It's pretty cool. Connect with me, and I will get your ad going as soon as possible. Lots of good stuff here. Now, speaking of stuff and good stuff, if you love getting all your, then you need to check out all the stuff you can get with your favorite driver's face plastered all over it on racegear.com. They got everything, and I mean everything, from diecast to T-shirts and then everything in between. Get all of your favorite racing memorabilia with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. You don't even have to leave the house or go to the track to get it. Just go to racegear.com and make sure that you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout to get an additional 10% off your order. Don't wait. Get yourself some stuff on racegear.com. Okay. Let me talk a little bit about what's going on at our Brian Keselowski Motorsports race shop. Now, Brian Keselowski is a very busy guy these days, and our race shop is full of cars being worked on and getting ready to race. Now, first, Brian will be racing next month on April 9th in the ARCA Racing Series at Fairground Speedway in Nashville. I requested all the paperwork today, so it's really going to happen. but, yeah, he's getting his car ready for that. Now, as you all know, we are working with Bobby Gearhart this year, so Brian will be racing under the number 5 umbrella, which, you know, just means that the points he earns will go to the number 5 team, which, you know, not a big deal. But I just wanted to let you know that in advance so that you're not confused when I stop posting pictures of the number 5 car instead of the 29. Now, the car itself is Brian's badass car that he raced last year at Lucas Oil Raceway Park, Salem, and Berlin. He did really well. Now, the car is very good, and it's capable of a win, so I am expecting to see it up front at the fairgrounds, okay? Plus, having an Elmo motor is not going to hurt at all, so he's going to have everything he needs to get a real shot at winning that race. Now, I'm really excited, and I can't wait to see how he does. So, aside from Brian racing next month, he is also working with Stefan Parsons, who is Phil Parsons' son. Everybody knows Phil. Stefan will be doing some racing in the Cars Pro Tour Series, formerly known as the Pro Cup Series, or the Hooters Pro Cup Series, if you really want to go back. And, you know, we've been getting stuff in the car. It's at the shop, and it's getting worked on and getting it ready for his first race at Southern National Motorsports Park on April 2nd. So Brian will be calling the shop to step on as his crew chief this year. Plus, we're working on some of Bobby Gearhart's cars at the shop to get them ready. So believe me when I tell you, our shop is full of cars being worked on. I don't even go there that much because there's, like, not that much room. Now, there's sponsorship opportunities available for Brian's ARCA Racing as well as on Stefan's car. And you know, so if you are interested in any kind of advertising, then, you know, connect with me ASAP. I will go over everything with you from prices to places, you know, where we could stick your logo and what we could do for you. So I'll give you all the information that you need so that you're able to make an informed decision about whether to sponsor or not. Now, as we get closer to the Fairgrounds race, I will be posting pictures and more information about Brian, the car, and everything else that we're doing to repair. So make sure you follow along with all that on the Brian Keselowski Motorsports page on Facebook. It's just look up Brian Keselowski Motorsports. It'll pop up. And you can follow Brian directly on Twitter at Keselowski Brian. And that's really him. He will answer you back. As long as, you know, and as we go along, I will talk more about Stefan and introduce him to you guys. We'll have him on the show. But, yeah, he is a new and upcoming driver with a very popular dad. So, you know, it's a good idea to kind of look him up and get to know who he is. He's on Facebook and he's on Twitter, too. So check him out, Stefan Parsons. All right. Now, I am sure that you guys seen the commercials, that you have seen commercials like over time that have just made you like laugh your ass off. But, you know, they're few and far between. But ever since I was a little kid, me and my dad used to point out really funny commercials to each other whenever we saw them. And it, you know, that made us laugh out loud. Well, I mean, it didn't matter. If I was in North Carolina and he was still up in Staten Island and I saw something funny, I'd call him up and did you see this one? Well, I'm telling you, I wish I was able to call him this weekend because that new Subway commercial with Carl Edwards almost made me spit my beer across the room. No, if you saw it, then you know what I'm talking about. I probably shouldn't laugh because, you know, the commercial was about Carl being mean to his fans and me being infogen and fan-friendly and all, but, I mean, I got to tell you, I cried laughing. When the fan X called for his autograph and he wrote the word dork on my fan's head with a Sharpie, I almost peed myself. You have to see it. It's got to be on YouTube somewhere, so do yourself a favor and look it up. Just make sure that you're not eating, drinking, or, you know, have to pee before watching it because it was really that funny. Now, I don't know how the hell he was even able to make that commercial because I would have died laughing on the set during filming. I swear. Now, definitely go check it out after the show, and I'm going to go try to actually find it on YouTube as well, and if I do, I will post it on my social pages. You've got to check it out. Funny. Okay, let's move on. Now that we left the rattlesnakes in Phoenix, it's time to talk about some of the big headlines this week in racing. It's time for what I'm calling What's Burning the Rubber, also known as Hot Topics. I don't know. What's Burning the Rubber? I think I like it, you know, better than anything else I've come up with so far for this portion of the show, but what do you think of it? Does it sound good? Is it catchy? It's still up for suggestions, so if you have a different one, you know, send it to me, please. Anyway, here's what's burning the rubber this week. Okay. Actually, Phoenix International Raceway was burning the rubber this week, literally. Ryan Newman, Paul Menard, Casey Kane, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and even Brad Keselowski all suffered melted beads on their tires, causing them to blow around. And the Goodyear crew guys, the guys from Goodyear was running up and down pit road this week, checking it all out. Now, Stenhouse Jr. said afterwards, "We were really tight, and I was having to use too much brake, and I think we got the tires hot. Once we did that, the right front gave out from us having to use too much brake." Now, in a post-race report that was put up by Goodyear, Representative Rick Heinrich said, "Our Goodyear Eagles and Wranglers did their job, performing well in more than 600 laps of racing this weekend. All three of NASCAR's top series ran the same tire setup during a weekend where we saw record-setting speeds with outstanding durability," end quote. Now, I have a feeling that those drivers that had issues would beg to differ, but moving on. Okay, NASCAR is actually looking to limit the contact a suspended crew member has with the team while serving their suspension. Now, this came into concern when Martin Truex Jr. opened his mouth and said that his team would stay in touch with his suspended crew chief, Cole Pearn, via FaceTime, chat, and other electronic means last weekend at Phoenix International Raceway. Now, why would you say that? I mean, really. So, of course, Steve O'Donnell, who is NASCAR's chief racing development officer, was asked about it on Monday when, you know, he was on the morning drive, and which is on Sirius XM Radio. And he said, even if the sanctioning body barred suspended crew chiefs from having contact with their team at the track, it would be very difficult to police. The old policy of you're suspended and you can't be there has probably served its time. O'Donnell went on to say, as we go forward now, obviously we never want to suspend someone, but you know, we're going to have to look at the technology. Now, it's very difficult to police, but you could have almost a no-contact rule. That would still be hard to police, but we could put that in place. It's something that we're looking at. We wanted to see how Phoenix went, and we'll, you know, kind of evaluate what the teams are doing with all the technologies that they have in place and see what we can and can't monitor on a fair manner and go from there. A suspension should be just that. It shouldn't allow someone to just, you know, crew chief a car from a different location. Now, I really don't know how NASCAR is going to be able to police that, and you know, and if they do, I mean, teams are going to have to go into, like, hacker mode with, like, fake IP addresses and bounce signals off other countries like, you know, the Nigerians do when they tell you that, you know, you won millions of dollars, but just send us your bank account information first, you know? You can never get to them. But this, you know, just meaning that those guys use a ridiculous amount of technology to remain hidden, you know, via the web. But I'm telling you, don't think that team owners won't go to the same lengths for their teams, you know, to communicate with suspended members, especially if it's a crew chief. You know, it can be done. Anyway, moving on. Stewart Haas Racing announced that Brian Vickers will drive the number 14 Chevrolet for the Auto Club 400 this weekend in honor of Blood Clot Awareness Month. Janssen is partnering with Vickers and is the title sponsor for the NASCAR Xfinity Race TreatMyClot.com 300. Vickers will drive the 14 Janssen Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation Chevrolet. The car's paint scheme is in support of Vickers' good friend and Janssen's other partner, the legendary golfer Arnold Palmer. Vickers and Palmer have partnered with Janssen to share their personal experiences with fans. Can check that out at www.treatmyclot.com. In other news, Tony Stewart was evaluated by his doctors and he has started his rehabilitation program to speed up his recovery process. He will be evaluated again in the future and as many times as necessary so his doctors can predict a timetable for Stewart's return to the number 14. Now, this is great news that a full recovery is expected for the three-time champ sometime this year. We just don't know exactly when that's going to be yet. Now, Derek Hope Racing is teaming up with eHydrate for the NASCAR Xfinity race this weekend to promote the launch of their new Protein On-The-Go Active, which is the world's first ready-to-mix natural protein and joint health product designed for active adults. Now, Active will be available at Target, at Target stores nationwide starting the first week of April 2016. Now, I might just have to go to the Cope shop and get some of those samples to pass up to fans, you know, when I see them at the track. I'm sure I could get some. Okay, well, that's all I got this week, and that's all I thought was talk-worthy. So if you have an opinion on any of the topics that I touched on, please go to the Ask Jen forum on infogen.com and send me a message. I will post your responses up on my website and social media. Okay, the what's burning the rubber portion of the show was, I don't like that. I don't like that one. All right, we're going to have to keep looking for another catchy phrase for it. But anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Gray Scott Enterprises. Gray Scott Enterprises is an apparel, technical, and consulting firm with an Irish-Scottish heritage. Their collection provides a Celtic experience that promotes the heritage dating back to medieval times. Their apparel allows everyone to enjoy and embrace a culture that has many distinctive characteristics. They offer a unique blend of business and casual attire that can be enjoyed by the entire family. Their custom selection is the true essence of the Celtic culture. They also have a consulting firm that offers inside development into a multi-platform engineering and diagnostic facilitation, and a communications department that offers a platform for parents and students looking for that additional information for college. Expect the unexpected at Gray Scott Enterprises. Find out more about them, including all the other things that they offer, by visiting them on the web at www.grayscott.com or on social media on Google+ and Twitter. All right. Now let's get to who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what this week coming up in sunny California at Auto Club Speedway. Starting with the NASCAR Xfinity Series, we got 43 cars on the list for on the entry list for Saturday's TreatMyClock.com 300 at Auto Club Speedway, and we're going to see Carl Long in the number 13. Cody Ware will be driving the Rick Ware Racing number 15. Spencer Gallagher will pilot the number 21, and this will make his second attempt in the series. Ryan Blaney will be in the number 22 for Team Penske. Corey LaJoie returns to the number 24. Eric McClure will drive the number 25. Derek White will pilot the number 40. And Dylan Lupton remains in the number 93. The TreatMyClot.com 300 at Auto Club Speedway is set to start on Saturday, March 19th at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1, MRN, and Sirius XM Radio Channel 90. Now, on to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The entry list for the Auto Club 400 is showing 39 teams and drivers for 40 spots, which is good news. We got Brian Vickers in the 14, as we said, Ryan Blaney in the 21, and Jeffrey Earnhardt will be back in the number 32. We got Michael McDowell in the number 95 and Cole Whitt in the 98. Now, normally drivers who are not a charter team and must get in on via speed, you know, would have usually been Ryan Blaney in the 21, Josh Wise in the 30, and Cole Whitt in the 98. But since only 39 cars are entered, everybody's in. So, you know, those three guys are in no matter what, so it's great news for them. Now, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Auto Club 500 is set to start. Auto Club 400 is set to start on Sunday, March 20th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and it will be aired live on Fox Network, MRN, and Sirius XM Radio Channel 90. You can head over to my website and check out the full entry list for the NASCAR Sprint Cup and Xfinity Series at www.infieldgen.com. All right. Well, you guys keep in touch with me and continue sending me your requests for pictures and questions all week long. I'll get them done for you. Connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InfieldGen fan page and on my personal page at facebook.com/92InfieldGen. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me at InfieldGen. And I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and whatever else is out there as InfieldGen. Make sure you visit my website, infogen.com, on a daily basis and check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results that includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results complete with race notes, penalty reports, and driver and owner point standings for every race. Make sure you also check out my new blog posts. Every now and then when I post them, cool fan stories, different teams' press releases, I'm getting so many of those. I'm posting them up constantly. Check out the photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldGen.com. And then if you have a suggestion for something you'd like to see posted on my website, feel free to send those suggestions to me via that contact form on the bottom of every page on the site. I get those messages directly, and I will answer you back. And don't forget to click over to my merchandise tab and get yourself some InfieldGen gear. I've got really cool stuff on there, and people that I know that have bought stuff, they say it's pretty good stuff. So check it out. Pick yourself up some stuff. So that's that. I am winding down the show now, and I want to thank all the fans who allowed me to turn them into sponsors this year so far, and I can't wait to add your name to that list, too, real soon. Once again, I want to send a huge shout-out to Race City Steel, RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, and Gray Scott Enterprises for sponsoring the show tonight. You guys rock. Extra thanks to Stephen Ingram for being my guest tonight and sharing his super experience, and to everyone who tuned in to listen to it. I hope you guys enjoy your week. Don't miss the action at Auto Club Speedway coming up this weekend. It's going to be good. Now, if you want to have me host a party at your campsite this year, make sure you contact me and tell me all about what you do at the track, in the campground, and why I should choose you to party with. Remember, I'm bringing drivers with me to come party, so check it out. I'll bring them if you bring the coolest setup in the campground. Shout out to you guys once again for tuning in tonight, and we will get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, guys, have a great week, and I will catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRock.com. Good night.